Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Buttplugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
We'll get Bill and Don. Yeah, if the phones are screwed up, Jake, just all you can do is reset them. See if you can grab one. All right. Hey, you're on the air. Don, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself, Mr. Don.
My name's Don. I'm from Independence. I'm getting ready to get married in June. I know. I'm getting married. I can't believe it myself, but I am.
How old are you?
50. Just turned 50.
First marriage or second?
It's my third.
Oh, well. You know, maybe you just needed some practice.
Hey, you know, I love, man. What can I say?
We couldn't be in love without getting married and halved?
Well, yeah, but, you know, she's a good girl, and, you know, I had to finally put a ring on it, man. She's done a lot for me, and, you know.
I like the way guys always act like we've done something for them. You got to put a ring on it. You know, man, she just deserves it. She deserves my D and my attentions.
She's been good.
That's right.
Least I can do for her.
We just can't quite see That's ourselves, right. Can we, sir?
No. You know, she deserves it, so I got to oblige.
That's right. That's right. You know what? It's out of your hands. She just deserves your greatness inside her.
Literally, yeah. It's out of my hands.
I got you. Hey, did either of the first two even talk to you?
What's that?
Did either of the first two, they talk to you?
No, not really. One was a childhood, both were childhood marriages, basically. So I waited another 20 years. And
theirs or yours?
A mutual. Mutual.
All right.
Mostly theirs.
All right. Well, I hope you do well. Congratulations, Don. Do you have anything at home, or just is your penis so fantastic that's all you need?
She's got a dildo. She uses it sometimes.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah, she's got a big old pink dong she uses sometimes.
Yep. All right, then.
You know, that's about all we have. We've talked about getting other stuff. You know, we're going to go to Moonlight or somewhere and get something. But
you know what? Maybe register when you get married.
In June.
Yeah, register at Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Hey, I will do that.
All right. Listen, you stay right there. Good luck on rounding third. I've got to get this Bill on. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. My name's Bill. I'm 47, married. And I have a few toys of my own. And
when you say a few toys of your own, what have you got?
I have a sleeve, a butt plug, and a girlfriend.
I like you, Bill. I like you a lot. All right, Bill, you're going to play. Bill's going to play. Don's going to play. We're going to get Jeff on. Jeff, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Well, I'm 28. Got a girlfriend. We just got together. Been together a few months now. I got a sleeve, a couple C-rings. And she's got a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. And now, is this, you've been married? The other two, one guy's getting married, the other one's been married.
We're not getting married. We've actually been married before several years ago, and we're going for round two, I guess.
Fantastic, man. Everybody needs a small 60-second break before fighting another round.
That's right.
All right. Now, what made you come back to her? Or did she come back to you? How did that work? Did you beg her to come back?
She actually hit me up, and she's really good looking and good in bed, so I couldn't really say that.
She's a real good girl, man. So you can put a ring on it, just like that girl's singing about.
I mean, she cooks and
sure
for work and stuff. I mean, I can't complain.
I got you. I understand. I don't even know how I missed out on this joint. But we're all going to play. Jeff and Don and Bill, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price, without going over, we'll receive the item up for bid, fellas.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is the
Two-Fisted Jack!
Mouth and ass from Falcon. Made from soft and supple TPR material. This two-sided stroker features internal ribs and nubs for added stimulation. Stick your finger in that ass when you're stroking the mouth for added suction. The lips fit you perfectly. The ass is tight. The experience mind-blowing. It's the
Two-Fisted Jack!
Mouth and ass from Falcon.
Fellas, here's the deal.
You like the mouth, love it.
And you like the anal.
And this gives you both.
But
this product is, how do I put this?
It's a dude.
Totally a dude.
More specifically, it's gay porn star Roman Hart.
You see, somebody, I'm not naming names, T.
Thought this would be high f***ing hilarious.
But here's the deal. This is a big ticket item.
And if you place the winning bid,
come to the station to pick up your new mouth and ass.
Burn the packaging.
And put a little lipstick on it.
Really? Who's gonna know?
You know, besides me and Johnny and Nikki and Jake and T.
And the other two guys bidding against you.
And the nice lady downstairs.
And, you know, everybody listening.
But let's face it.
You're bidding on a rubber mouth and ass to stick your dick in.
Do you really need to argue the sexual orientation of an inanimate object at this point?
I don't think so, dick sticker.
And you know why?
Because you're a dirty dick sticker. Just sticking that dick.
It's the
Two-Fisted Jack!
Mouth and ass from Falcon. It's a big ticket item, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Dirty, dirty D-stickers. Look at this awful thing.
Oh, I mean, no, the nose.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wouldn't seem right. If without the nose, it would just look like a weird butthole.
Oh.
And then here's a weird butthhole.
Dirty D-sticker. Can we open that up?
Sure, why not? Why wouldn't we?
That is actually kind of cool.
It's even in a metal or a plastic sleeve, so you can, you know, really get a grip on it.
Oh, like a shake weight.
So you can, yeah, it does. It looks like a shake weight with a mouth.
You ain't losing that.
Look at that. Oh. I'm so mad at you. I'm mad at you. You know what? I'm going to flip your ass.
You keep your mouth shut, or at least full.
Right? Oh, Jesus, God almighty. You're all... Oh. Yeah, it's a little overly realistic with the old puckered anus.
Oh, it is.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Hello. Hello.
Looking right into the eye of the storm, are you?
Yes, that's right. Right. But I mean, I was like, man.
That's really, now that under the right light, it really is detailed.
Yeah.
You're going to love this.
That little starfish is well done. Yeah. I know, right? I just like the way you can get mad at it. You're just like, oh, no, you're going, now we're going the other way. You know what? Guess who's going ATM? ATM.
I said six horrible thoughts. Take it back.
Boys.
This is going to be awesome.
You're going to love it. All right. Don, what would you bid for such an item?
For the double fister, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, wait for it. I'm going to go $69.95.
Mm-hmm. I see what you did there. And Jeff?
Ooh, let's do $69.96.
All right, and finally, Bill.
I'll say $75.95.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$97.99.
Damn, that's a lot hotter than I thought it was going to come in. Woo-hoo. But Bill's going to stick his D in it, you dirty D-sticker. Bill, you filthy bastard.
My wife and my girlfriend are going to love it.
That's right. Well, listen, you got a wife and a girlfriend, or a husband and a boyfriend in this. It doesn't matter. It is really, let's face it. If you put some lipstick on it, you wouldn't know
the
difference.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
A mouth's a mouth, John. Look at that.
Right? They say it can... Yeah, go ahead.
Those guys might have had a little disadvantage. We went sex shop hopping this weekend.
And you see the Falcon Two-Fisted Jack?
Well, we've seen a couple of them like that.
Well, he had the advantage then. He's already priced them.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, you crazy bastard. I've never gone into a sex shop and remembered the prices of anything. I've been like, let's get in and get out. Like, I'm here for a reason. Let's get this. Well, not going to argue about it. Not going to look for the cheapest one.
Well, you gotta be able to look at some of the prices. The girl spent over $200 on vibrators this weekend.
But that's a small price to pay. Listen.
That's an investment.
How many guys have gone out and had a $200 night dinner and drinks and, nothing good happened? All right. I can't help
Do you know
Bill.
What Mike's
Bill,
never...
just stick your goddamn D in this thing. Put Bill on hold. Don, Jeff, I can't help Bill. But I may be able to help you. Would you like to go see In This Moment in Seven Dust, Puddle of Mud with Saliva, or Slayer with Lamb of God?
Man, I'd love to go see In This Moment in Seven Dust, man.
All right. What about you, sir?
I'll take the same thing.
All right. You stay right there. Congratulations, guys. That's what not, you never want your parents to find that. I mean, that's really disconcerting. It's really, that's really like, imagine you come home and you find Mike just punishing this face.
In my head, yes, I can't imagine not because he would. It'd
be great if he just the cutout of your face on a Xerox, like a copy, like a photograph.
Word economy.
Like a photograph. you know what? Actually, I'd like to, if we had two of those, I swear to God, I'd cut a picture of the worm's face out and just stick it in. Take pictures. Oh yeah, spit out. Oh yeah. Alright. Oh, I wouldn't spit on the butt. Oh no, I'm going in dry. Alright, I gotta do this. I got Michelle and Shelby and Tanya. Michelle, welcome to the show. How are you? What's your story?
Good morning, Donnie. Good. I am just turned 48, had a birthday, and married 12 years. I got a couple of dildos, a butt plug, and a butterfly.
When you said, I have a couple of dildos, I'm not kidding. I immediately thought, oh, two kids.
No, I have three kids, but okay. Sometimes they're dildos.
Now, the third one's called a butt plug. All right.
Quit it.
All right. You're going to play. You stay right there, my friend. And Shelby's on the line. Shelby, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm good.
What's your story?
I'm 27. I'm engaged to be married. I got two vibrators, and I recently got a womanizer.
Wow. Oh, those womanizers are something, aren't they?
It's not as what I thought it would be, but it's okay.
Now, you know, you don't move it around. You just got to find the right spot and let it be.
Yeah.
And you didn't like it, huh?
Well, I haven't got used to it yet.
All right. All right. Listen, 27. Is this your first marriage?
Yes.
What do you think? Are you excited? You're a little curious? What? You're...
I'm excited.
So you think it'll work out?
Yeah.
Michelle, have you been married before?
I have been married before.
How did it work out?
He's in prison.
I feel like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But that's not going to be you, Shelby. Don't you worry. Michelle, stay there. Shelby, stay there. Tanya, hello.
Hi, Donnie.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you today? What's your story?
I'm 40 years old. I have a girlfriend who happens to be transgender. I have a bullet and a strap-on.
You have a girlfriend who's transgender. So does that? Where did we start life physically as?
Male to female.
She went male to female, and yeah. Did you get the whole sex change?
Not yet.
Oh, so you're pounding her in the mangina.
Oh.
You're the one
who's
that strap
before.
On.
We've talked before. You told me to keep you updated.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. But I assume that's what your strap-on is for.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Tanya, is she going to get the rest of her genitals completely changed, or are you going to just stay with what you got?
No, she's going to go through the whole thing.
Good for you guys. All right. How long have you been together?
2 years.
All right. Let's see if we got something interesting for you, Tanya. You, Shelby, or you, Michelle. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price. Without going over, we'll receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the waterproof wireless bunny from Cal Exotics. Ladies, go hands-free and underwater with the waterproof wireless bunny. This self-contained wireless plushy soft pleasurizer has a vibrating penis and flickering bunny ears. This remarkable toy straps on so you don't have to do a thing. Wear it in the shower, the bathtub, or anywhere you may find yourself.
In my bedroom?
Yes.
While watching TV?
Absolutely.
What about the pickup line of my kid's school?
I don't recommend it.
You obviously never sat in that line.
And you've obviously never felt the steely embrace of handcuffs.
Says you, big boy.
Ladies, let me tell you about the waterproof wireless bunny.
Sure, you got your bunny ear clitoral stimulator.
But it's also got a little dong that goes with it.
It's got removable straps to hold it
and
on.
And a wireless, easy-to-use vibrator.
But here's my problem.
On the side of the packaging here,
Cal Exotics founder and CEO Susan says,
Cal Exotics began from a vision. A vision to create more inspiring and intimate products that better suited the needs of people looking to enhance the pleasure of their daily lives. I believe the sexual health products that we create are part of a holistic plan to cultivate a happier you.
Oh, really, Susan? This thing looks like a rabbit with a
giant boner.
What sort of holistic plan is this part
of? I got my crystals to help align my chakras.
I'm going to burn some sage to purify the negative energy.
I'll do some yoga to limber up.
Then I'm going to stick this rubber rabbit d**k in me.
Mom, can we have a snack?
Mama, stay the hell out of my room. Mama's putting the hoe back in holistic.
It's the waterproof wireless bunny from Calixonics, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Yeah, that's true. Don't try to tart up a rubber dildo. It's not a bad idea.
No.
This is the one that's got the straps that go over your legs, mm-hmm. so that stays on while everything else is getting mm-hmm. messy. Have you had an item
no.
like this?
No. Never
an
have.
An ex, a long time ago, had one that was like a butterfly.
Okay.
Yeah, and trust me, as a guy who needs all the help he can get, it's a good thing.
Okay.
Oh, tea. Nothing.
Oh, God, what?
Go to hell. Go to hell.
I didn't say anything.
Well, I didn't say anything at all.
What?
No. You get out the little red penis and you're like, ooh, this is you. This is you.
That's who said this was you? That's nobody said this
head.
Tiny.
I can read your face.
Nobody said this tiny, average sized penis was you, T. Nobody said that.
So cute.
That is cute.
Little thing.
You know what? I'm sure that's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine, isn't
it? It's fine. That'll be fine.
See? I read your face. I knew where you were going.
All right, Michelle, this looks like a great item. What would you bid for it?
$47.
$47 for Michelle. Shelby?
$70.99.
And finally, Tanya, the bunny rabbit with the diminutive but powerful little pink penis.
$46.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$38.99.
Woo!
Well, you got it, but yeah, everybody overbid. But as the rules go, Tanya, you played it correctly, and now it is all yours.
Awesome.
Look at you.
Always use some more toys.
I'm not sure where this is going to go, and you guys, I guess one of you can wear it. And by the way, who's the top and who's the bottom? I feel like you made your transgendered partner the bottom.
You're right.
Oh, every night.
I'm sorry, is there two people there with you, Tanya? You and your partner?
Yeah, I have you on speaker.
Oh, well, then, listen, when do you think you guys are going to get the surgery done?
Hopefully it's the end of this year.
And where does one go for that surgery, by the way? Because you're going to lose, it's more like the Caitlyn Jenner situation, right? I mean, you have the full genital change and lose the penis and the testicles, and they'll construct a vagina for you.
Right, yeah. And there's a very good surgeon up in Montreal, Canada, that's like a dream surgeon.
Do they make you go through a lot of waiting and discussion so that it's not a decision you regret?
Oh, yeah. Like, you got to pass a psych test, all that, and I've gone through all that, and yeah.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad. You know what? It's got to be a drag feeling you're one way and you're born another physically.
Oh, yeah, there is no denying. And anyone that meets me these days, it's like, holy shit, you should have... Sorry, and this way the whole time.
Look here, don't make me kick you right in the D. All right, you two. Listen, be good to each other. Come pick this up. I love you.
Awesome.
All right, Shelby, Michelle, what can I do for you?
What do you got?
I got puddle of mud in this moment, or tea can give you guys herpes.
I'll take tea.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on with Jay. Hold on, Jay. Every time I meet, by the way, somebody who's like freaks out about somebody changing their sex, I'm like, look, could you do it? No, because you feel like you're very much you, right?
Yeah.
I ain't chopping my D off. Yes, it's got me in some terrible trouble.
Yeah.
But.
It's mine. It's with me.
look at this face. Do you think I'm going to do better as a chick?
Fine point.
Right?
Fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.